Next patient is Thomas McKeithan. The last name is McKeithan, like in November. First name is Thomas. Clinical case of a 63-year-old African-American male that is a patient of Dr. Schechtman. I'm going to spell it S-H-E-C-H-T-M-A-N. Who was found with a left tonsillar, T-O-N-S-I-L-A-R, tonsillar carcinoma, that was treated for 6 weeks with radiation therapy and infusions of cisplatin, period. The patient has been referred to this office because of the presence of a deterioration of the kidney function, the serum creatinine in 2.1, the BUN is 49, and the estimated GFR is 37, period. Unfortunately, we don't have urinalysis in order to assess the urinary sediment, and we don't have evidence of a protein and creatinine ratio in the urine, period. Clinically, and physical examination, the patient looks dehydrated with dry mucosas. Period. Two things could be happening. The patient could have perirenal azotemia because he is afraid of drinking fluids or eating. And he says,
gracias,
that for him is very painful to eat and swallow, and the amount of mucus that is present is significant, period. The patient could have not only the perirenal azotemia, but also alterations in the kidney function associated to the administration of cisplatin, period. Needless to say, the diabetic nephropathy is part of the differential. The patient, prior to the evaluation of the and treatment of the cancer, had a hemoglobin A1C that was more than 10. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that at the present time is not treated with any medication. The fasting blood sugar was 151. We are going to reevaluate that and establish the presence of microalbumin and establish the protein creatinine ratio, period. Following number. Anemia that is most likely associated to chronic kidney disease, the possibility of iron deficiency is entertained. Following number, a history of hyperlipidemia. Following number, congenital spinal stenosis, resulting in central and bilateral neural foraminal stenosis. Period. We are going to do the very basic laboratory workup. We have to keep in mind that we saw this patient for the first time in December 28 of 2020, and he is back here on October 10, 2022. I advise him to be compliant with the basic workup in order to be able to help him in an efficient and expeditious fashion period. We are going to get an appointment with Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, in order to evaluate the swallowing and the gastrointestinal tract in the throat, esophagus, and stomach. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 30 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.